It is only under fixed conditions that you can have men specializing. They specialize extremely, for example, under such conditions as one had in Hindustan up to the coming of the present generation. There the metal worker or the cloth worker, the wheelwright or the druggist of yesterday, did his work under almost exactly the same conditions as his predecessor did it 500 years before. He had the same resources, the same tools, the same materials. He made the same objects for the same ends. Within the narrow limits thus set him, he carried out work to a fine perfection. His hand, his mental character, were subdued to his medium. His dress and bearing even were distinctive. He was, in fact, a highly specialized man. He transmitted his difference to his sons. Caste was the logical expression in the social organization of this state of high specialization, and indeed, what else is caste or any definite class distinctions but that? But the most obvious fact of the present time is the disappearance of caste and the fluctuating uncertainty of all class distinctions. If one looks into the conditions of industrial employment, specialization will be found to linger just in proportion as a trade has remained unaffected by inventions and innovation. The building trade, for example, is a fairly conservative